KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In high school volleyball on Saturday, Adair Casey beat Orient Maxburg 2-0. AC over Villisca 2-0. AHST, a winner over Iowa Christian 2-0. Ankeny Christian beat Heartland Christian 2-1. Thomas Jefferson topping Heartland Christian 2-0. Fremont Mills beat Iowa Christian 2-1. Harlan won 3 matches. They won 2-0 over Bondurant Farrar, 2-0 over Sioux City East, and 2-1 over Unity Christian. Logan Magnolia beat Clarinda Academy 2-0. Mount Air downing Iowa Christian 2-0. Nishnabotna beat Logan Magnolia 2-0. Nottoway Valley, a win over Riverside 2-1. They also posted a couple of 2-game sweeps over Cam and Panorama. Stanton won 3 matches, all in 2-game sweeps over Clarinda Academy, Logan Magnolia, and Nishnabotna. Tri-Center also won 3 matches, 2-0 over Orient Maxburg, Villisca, and Nottoway Valley. Villisca beat Orient Maxburg 2-0. Western Christian topping Harlan 2-1, while Woodbine beat Heartland Christian 2-0. Well, the Atlanta Falcons are 5-0 for the first time in franchise history. Michael Turner ran for a 13-yard touchdown with 2:46 left to give the Falcons a hard-fought 24-17 win at Washington. The Redskins' 8th straight home loss leaves them now at 2-3 on the season. Winning quarterback Matt Ryan completed 34 of 52 pass attempts for 345 yards, and tight end Tony Gonzalez caught 13 passes for 123 yards and a touchdown. Redskins signal caller Robert Griffin III left the game early in the third quarter after being hit in the head. Coach Mike Shanahan said RG3 suffered a mild concussion. He'll be reevaluated today. Besides Atlanta, the only other undefeated team is Houston. The Texans play at the New York Jets tonight. Elsewhere in Week 5 action, New Orleans quarterback Drew Brees tossed 4 touchdown passes in the Saints' 31-24 win over San Diego, their first win of the season. In the process, Brees set an NFL record with touchdown passes in 48 straight games, breaking the mark set by Johnny Unitas a half century ago. The record-setting scoring strike was a 40-yard pass to Devery Henderson in the first quarter, as Brees finished 29 of 45 for 370 yards. With their coach Chuck Pagano being treated for leukemia, the Indianapolis Colts gutted out a 30-27 win over Green Bay. Rookie quarterback Andrew Luck hit Reggie Wayne with a 4-yard TD pass with 35 seconds left for the winning score. The matchup of future Hall of Fame quarterbacks Tom Brady and Peyton Manning was nearly a statistical standoff, but Brady had a lot more offensive help as New England smacked Manning's Denver Broncos 31-21. The Patriots were able to rush for 251 yards as Brady improved to 9-4 against Manning. The San Francisco 49ers put it all together in their 45-3 rout of Buffalo. The Niners amassing a franchise record 621 yards of total offense. The New York Giants roared back from an early 14-0 hole to wallop Cleveland 41-27. Pittsburgh won Pennsylvania bragging rights, beating visiting Philadelphia 16-14. In a low-scoring tussle, Baltimore used 3 Justin Tucker field goals to beat Kansas City to improve to 4-1. It was 9-6 the final. After suffering back-to-back overtime losses, the visiting Dolphins hung on to beat the Bengals 17-14. Charles Tillman and Lance Briggs returned interceptions for touchdowns, their second in 6 days, and the Chicago Bears used stifling defense to overwhelm the Jacksonville Jaguars 41-3. And Seattle improves to 3-2, rallying for a 16-12 road victory at Carolina. Members of the Kansas City Chiefs angrily spoke out Sunday against thousands of fans who cheered when quarterback Matt Castle left a 9-6 loss to the Baltimore Ravens with a head injury. Castle has been the focus of frustrated fans for the past couple of years, many of them booing him when he appeared during a celebrity softball game this summer. The angst reached a tipping point when Castle, who committed 4 turnovers against Baltimore, was hammered by the Ravens' Haloti Ngata while completing a pass in the fourth quarter. Castle remained on his back for several minutes while fans began to cheer. He eventually got to his feet with some help and walked off the field under his own power. Chiefs tackle Eric Winston said of the fans' reaction that it's 100% sickening. Three Iowa football players, including starting cornerback Micah Hyde, have been arrested in separate incidents. The Iowa City Press Citizen reports that the 21-year-old Hyde was arrested early Saturday morning in an Iowa City bar on suspicion of public intoxication and interference with official acts. A police report says he was among a group of people who refused to leave the bar at closing time and fought with the bar's staff. Backup tight end Ray Hamilton was arrested at a different bar on suspicion of being underage at a bar after 10 p.m., and reserve offensive lineman Drew Clark was arrested on suspicion of public intoxication. A bye week didn't hurt Alabama's status as the top college football team in the country. The Crimson Tide are a unanimous number one in the AP poll for a second straight week, and Oregon continues its ride at number two. South Carolina moves up from six to number three after beating Georgia, which drops from fifth to 14th. Florida vaults up six places to number four following a victory over LSU, which falls from fourth to ninth. West Virginia advances three spots to number five after outscoring a Texas team that falls from 11th to 15th. Kansas State, Notre Dame, and Ohio State are 6 through 8, with Oregon State rounding out this week's top 10. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, the New York Yankees waited nearly 2.5 hours because of a rain delay before starting the opener of their best of five American League Division Series in Baltimore. As far as the Yanks were concerned, the wait was well worth it. The Yankees erupted with five runs in the top of the ninth inning to win the opener 7-2. Russell Martin greeted Orioles reliever Jim Johnson with a leadoff homer in the ninth for the go-ahead run. The Orioles hope to be able to tie that series at one. They're home for game two tonight. The Tigers overcame three A's leads and beat the Athletics 5-4 to grab a 2-0 advantage in their best-of-five AL Division Series. The outcome was in doubt until the last swing of the bat. Detroit's Don Kelly snapped a 4-4 tie with a ninth-inning sacrifice fly after the Athletics intentionally walked Prince Fielder to load the bases. Kelly was inserted as a pinch runner in the eighth inning and scored the tying run on a wild pitch. Tigers will go for the sweep Tuesday in Oakland, where they'll also play games 4 and 5 if necessary. In St. Louis, the Washington Nationals rallied to take the opener of their National League Division Series, rallying for a 3-2 victory over the defending World Series champion Cardinals. That's the first postseason victory for a Washington-based team since 1933. The Nats trailed all game until rookie Tyler Moore delivered a two-run pinch-hit single in the eighth inning. The Nationals overcame a wild start by 21-game winner Gio Gonzalez and then watched their bullpen shut down St. Louis in the late innings. Gonzalez walked seven and hit a batter in his five innings, but the Cards managed just three hits all day. Game two of that series is this afternoon at Busch Stadium. We'll have it for you live here today. We're on the air at 2:42 this afternoon with the pregame. 3:37 is first pitch today. In San Francisco, the visiting Cincinnati Reds have taken a 2-0 lead in their best-of-five series with the Giants. As they routed San Francisco 9-0 last night, Bronson Arroyo, J.J. Hoover, and Jose Arredondo combined on the two-hitter. Rockies manager Jim Tracy has resigned. Colorado finished last in the National League West this year, setting a franchise record for losses, going 64-98. Tracy was promoted from bench coach to manager in May of 2009. He was voted the National League Manager of the Year that season after guiding Colorado into the playoffs. The Rockies went 294-308 under Tracy. In racing, Daytona 500 winner Matt Kenseth grabbed the checkered flag at Talladega Super Speedway after a last-lap crash. He eliminated race leader Tony Stewart. Kenseth avoided a 25-car pileup. Stewart had no drafting partner and was looking for help when he misjudged how much room he had and turned down in front of Michael Waltrip. Waltrip hooked Stewart's bumper, triggering a massive accident that sent Stewart's car sailing on its side over the field. NASCAR threw the caution flag, and Kenseth coasted to the victory. Jeff Gordon finished second. Kyle Busch was third. And the NHL and the Players Association are expected to resume labor negotiations this week in New York. Both sides are likely to meet Wednesday and Thursday in New York. According to a union spokesman, the plans and the agenda are expected to be worked out today. Officials on both sides were in contact over the weekend leading to those meetings. The lockout is entering its fourth week. The NHL canceled the first 2 weeks of the regular season Thursday, wiping out 82 games from October 11th through the 24th. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.